It's time now for Conversations with the Mayors, presented by the Chamber for a Greater Chapel Hill Carrboro. Now more than ever, local businesses need our support. When we spend it here, we keep it here. So keep it local, y'all. Join the Buy Local movement and learn more online at localstimulus.org or use the hashtag localstimulus on social media. And we'll be talking business today, ordinarily joined on Thursday by Chapel Hill Mayor Pam Heminger. She's off this week, so we are joined instead by Chapel Hill's Economic Development Director, Dwight Bassett. Dwight, thank you so much for being with us today. How are you?
I am well. Thank you for having me. Great to be here.
So there's a lot that's happened since the last time we spoke, which feels like years ago, but only really a couple of months. But we are certainly in the midst of COVID-19. Obviously, the impact on all aspects of society has been tremendous. From your perspective as Economic Development Director, what has been the impact in Chapel Hill's business community for the last few months?
It certainly hasn't been positive, and you know, we fear that we haven't seen the bottom, but we're hopeful and believing that, you know, as many businesses can hang on as possible. We're trying to be supportive. Recently got some funding so that we can hopefully, beginning in August, help businesses that need to make changes related to COVID, whether it's buying equipment or making improvements to their facility. So we'll hopefully be announcing those in August, and we want to do whatever we can to support everyone who's in business in Chapel Hill.
It's a difficult question to ask, and especially partly because the answer might be pessimistic, partly because there's just so much uncertainty still out there. We've gotten word from a number of businesses in the area that they've closed down and won't be reopening. So far, it's been just a handful, but we've also heard, and you know, anecdotally and directly from a lot of businesses that, you know, it's a struggle to get through this, and we're going to be in this for a while longer. So what are your thoughts about the state of the business community in Chapel Hill a year from now versus today? Are most businesses still going to be around a year from now, or is it going to be a completely different look?
I would like to be optimistic and say everyone's going to survive this. We're going to make it through. But realistically, I mean, you know, we don't know where the bottom of this is. You know, if we were starting to come out, we were moving out of phases, it'd be easier to predict. We're starting to think about the future and plan for it. The town is looking at things that we can do to jazz up our commercial development strategy and look at other things that we can offer to help support businesses a year from now. But we're thinking about it now, and hopefully this fall we will have better answers. But again, I'm concerned about retail, restaurants, and offices, you know, and we hope that, you know, the vast majority can survive, but, you know, there's just no guarantee at this point.
And of course, everyone's focused on keeping existing businesses in operation in Chapel Hill, but you also work to recruit new businesses. How has this affected that?
So it's been relatively quiet. We're still getting inquiries. And in fact, we've got several that we're hopeful on that, you know, Mike can hang on and get announced in the coming months. But it's certainly not been as many inquiries as we had been receiving before, more on the development side, which is also exciting. We've got a developer who's looking at 18 acres on Millhouse Road to further build out the enterprise zone that we started several years ago. And that's exciting. It's a company out of Baltimore, and they would build flex and research type facilities on that acreage. And we think that's pretty exciting, so we can accommodate business.
And there's a lot of developments. I was speaking with Dwight Bassett, by the way, Economic Development Director for the town of Chapel Hill. You're talking about the Millhouse Road development. There's a lot of big projects that are in various stages of being in the works. Tell us about the latest on East Rosemary Street.
So we had a couple of issues, and so we didn't get to pass everything that we had hoped for in June. We think we've worked through some of those issues, and we're hopeful that what's remaining we will get worked through by September and come back to council. You know, we continue to put a lot of energy into that project. We think that it's could be a really turning point for East Franklin and East Rosemary to see that happen and how it would support businesses with workers and parking.
going back to recruiting new businesses, does COVID affect the type of businesses that you're reaching out to and trying to get in? I was thinking earlier today about WellDot, which was such a huge development and a huge announcement when that came down. Yes. Back in the fall, and part of the excitement about it was, oh, there's going to be so many people that are going to be working in offices on West Franklin Street, and they're not just going to be working there, they're going to be going to coffee shops, they're going to be going to lunch at all of the restaurants, and now we're in this kind of work from home phase, and that might be a thing for the foreseeable future too. So what do all of those considerations do to you in terms of who you want to bring into Chapel Hill?
Well, we still continue to talk categorically the same, but we have had at least one significant inquiry related to COVID, whether it's research and vaccines or just equipment and processes being developed by research off of UNC campus, and so we're certainly hopeful that we've not been real successful in the past with bio-related companies, and we've done everything we can to encourage that company to consider us and shown them a path to find success in Chapel Hill, but I think only time will tell.
Now, that was part of the reason for the East Rosemary development, right? You got that wet lab space downtown, right?
Absolutely. That's a huge critical part that's missing in Chapel Hill. We lose a lot of businesses because of the lack of wet lab, and it doesn't have to be fully upfitted. It can be, you know, there's stages of wet lab. Some of them require three compartment sink. Some require four drains and hoods. We need a mix.
What about the role that UNC plays in economic development? And I mean, we're talking right now about all the research that's going on, and that certainly has a role to play, but also that decision that everyone's focusing on right now of, do we come back? How do we come back? Are we hybrid? Are we online? What do we do with athletics? How closely are you following all of those?
We're doing our best, and, you know, Judith Cohn's on the board of launch and Steve Brantley from the county also. Mm-hmm. And we've spent a lot of time during COVID looking at the future for launch because that relates to the outgrowth of UNC. Judith and I talk probably at least weekly, and so we certainly try to partner and do whatever we can to make sure we're opening the door. Just not sure what the future means yet because we haven't gotten there yet. Everyone's trying to project, but for instance, you know, Launch has a co-working component that we grew several years ago, and it's been fairly vacant during COVID. And so we're wondering, you know, are we going to change what co-working looks like, or is it just going to be limited in the future because people have learned they can work other places? And so we're exploring that and trying to figure it out.
It's fascinating to think every time you bring up a new thing, it reminds me of just various components of features that we've just sort of taken for granted for so long. You mentioned Launch, and you talked about the co-working space, but so much of the experience of Launch for the businesses that are going through that is the ability to interact with other businesses and to sit down and meet with mentors and people in the community who can help guide them through that startup process. And that's got to be just completely transformed right now.
It has. We have gone so virtual. And I think we all kind of get weary of it because, I mean, I miss seeing people face to face. I miss a cup of coffee and a conversation and, you know, lunches or whatever else. Mm-hmm. But, you know, hopefully we will get through it and we'll be stronger for it. And I certainly look forward to that day so we can know better how to move forward.
We're speaking to Dwight Bassett, again, Economic Development, Town of Chapel Hill. You can get more information, by the way, at the website open2.biz, and that's the number 2 there, open2.biz, for more information on Chapel Hill and economic development. And I know the town's doing a lot to try to help the businesses, and especially downtown, through this. So we've talked about the plans for narrowing Franklin Street quite a bit in the last month or so, but what's the latest on that?
So we're expecting the equipment to be in around the 27th, and once it gets in, we will do a test area to make sure we understand how we're setting it up and what we're doing. And then the week following that, we will complete the entire street. So we're thinking the first week in August, it'll definitely be completed by August 10th. But, you know, we're hoping, you know, maybe next week we can begin some of it, and then the following week finish it up.
And again, as we're getting through this, obviously a lot of challenges that keep coming up that maybe weren't anticipated until they do, probably a lot of opportunities as well. What are some of the challenges and what are some of the opportunities that you're seeing out there that maybe haven't gotten a lot of discussion or a lot of coverage in the press?
So we're excited, like the Gwendolyn has topped out this week. That's 100,000 new square feet added to our market that we think we can recruit for.
And that's at Glen
that's
Lennox,
pretty,
right?
At Glen Lennox.
Yep.
We're pretty excited about that because we've had, you know, everything that's been built from Alva's perspective has leased up pretty rapidly. So we're excited to see that come online. I mean, the future of office, I spent the better part of probably the first 3.5 months looking at research on the future of office and what does this mean. And, you know, Google quit negotiating for a couple million square feet. And we said, well, is that going to affect the office? And what we find is, you know, there are going to be some people that continue working from home. But because of the increased space for social distancing, that the overall demand for office isn't going to go down dramatically. Mm-hmm. There's just going to be a stronger co-working at every company where some employees come in some days and some employees come in other days and they work from home. So you're going to need more flex space. But I think that's going to be a challenge as we move into the future is how we use office and how we think about it. And can open office continue to work now that we're in a new era of pandemics?
Speaking with Dwight Bassett. And as we wrap up, other things going on in terms of economic development in Chapel Hill that folks ought to know about?
We're doing some planning for the area across from Timberline Shopping Center. There was a proposal several years ago to develop that, and working with council, we did a market study a year ago and then did a feasibility analysis, and we feel that we can do a better job of meeting the town's interest and vision and values if we plan that 55 acres versus having a developer come in and respond to it. So we're working on the infrastructure on that project right now. We'll go back to council in September and hopefully move into entitlement and see that development begin to come out of the ground in the next couple of years.
You want more information on economic development in Chapel Hill, head online and visit the website open2.biz. That's the number 2, open2.biz is the website. A lot of info there. Dwight Bassett, as always, thank you so much for being with us today and for all you do.
Thank you. My pleasure.